In Australia, police deal with an estimated 27 domestic violence issues every hour, which adds up to, on average, about 650 each day. Today, the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, or FAIR, released a 20-point framework highlighting the links between family violence and alcohol and calling on the government to act. The Wire's Bonnie Parker spoke to Michael Thorne, CEO of FAIR, and he had some disturbing figures to share.
10,000 children in the child protection system at any given time as a consequence of their carers' alcohol consumption. 36% of intimate partner homicides, alcohol is a contributing factor.
Michael Thorne is the CEO of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, which today launched a national plan to prevent alcohol-related family violence.
These are big numbers and these are troubling numbers. And if we can do something about alcohol's contribution, we can see immediate impacts on not only the incidence of family violence, also the severity.
The plan recommends a levy on alcohol products, which could pay for family violence programs and services. I asked Michael Thorne whether he thought the public would support such a levy.
I'm reasonably confident that if you applied a levy on sales of alcohol that was directed towards supporting crisis services, housing options, legal services, and some of these big prevention policies, that the public would support government.
Alcohol abuse is clearly an issue in Australia. Why hasn't this kind of thing happened before with other issues like drink driving, for instance?
I think that it is an interesting question. Why drink driving and the tragedies that are associated with that, or governments and police be able to advocate successfully for the introduction of things like random breath testing and limits on blunt alcohol content? But if you think about it, many of those changes took a long time before governments were brave enough to introduce it, and there was a lot of adverse reaction to the establishment of random breath testing and things of that kind. I think that what changes it is, one, the magnitude of the problem, and one of the things that FAIR is doing here is to actually promote, do the research and publicise the results of that research about the magnitude of the problem. The other thing I think that happened with things like tackling the smoking problems and drink driving is that there were very strong public awareness campaigns that in the end demonstrated to people across the country that there was a problem that needed to be addressed.
What kind of opposition do you expect to face?
Well, we've seen a lot of opposition from the wine industry, and it's wine that needs to be addressed in the first instance. As it happens, the brewers and the distillers in this country all support reforming the way alcohol is taxed. The bigger problem is really with our political leaders finding the courage to act on this issue. And that, I think, is what this framework, for instance, will help them to find the necessary kind of will to do something about the issue.
Michael Thorne, CEO of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education. Moo Balch is the CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales. She says the framework is a really important first step forwards.
I think the most important thing to remember is that domestic and family violence is never caused by alcohol. Some people drink and doesn't equate to being a violent person. Drinking is never an excuse for domestic and family violence. Being abusive is always a choice. But I think having a look at the links between alcohol and domestic and family violence and the incidence is really important. We need to understand better what the correlations are between the two things.
How would this be received by women who have been affected by family violence, do you think, from your experience of working with women?
Look, I think women will have a whole range of reactions. I know that women often say the violence and the abuse gets worse when he's drinking. Women are very, very smart and they know how to look after themselves and how to make themselves and their children most safe. This message will resonate with many of them.
What would you like to see happen in terms of tackling family violence in Australia?
I think there are a range of things that need to happen. Primarily, we need to have really well-funded frontline services, and that's, you know, domestic and family violence services, it's specialist legal support services. We need to have a well-funded alcohol and drug sector, and we need those two sectors to be well enough resourced so that they can work together. And that would be a really, really good first stage, I think. More broadly, we need to have a good, nuanced conversation about domestic and family violence and begin tackling the attitudes that support domestic and family violence.
CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales, Moo Balch, closing that report from The Wire's Bonnie Parker.